Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Last week, in our study of Titus chapter 3, Dr. Bloom pointed out that even though verse 12 sounds like a very personal statement from Paul, it is actually God's Holy Spirit who directed Paul to write it. Let's resume with this lesson today. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Verse 12 shows us that God is aware of this situation, and he is going to act and provide for these problems and problem people to be dealt with in the biblical way. Now, that takes us to verse 12. When I shall send Artemas unto thee, or Tychicus, be diligent to come unto me to Nicopolis, for I have determined there to winter. Now, this goes into a personal thing, but remember, each of these words are breathed out by the Holy Spirit that Paul's writing here. Now, it sounds like, well, this is just Paul writing his own personal things. Well, it pertains to him personally, but it's from God. So, he says, when I call, I'm going to send Artemas, or it might be Tychicus, one of the two. So, it's not decided yet. So, it hasn't said who's going to come. But, when they do come, it'll be the one God wanted to come, that God wanted him to send. Now, sometimes a pastor, I'll see somebody, I said, man, they can do that job very well. And there might be some other person does the job, but look at the situation, what the situation calls for, then you pray about it and send the person that is best fit to do that job. Well, you do, that's God does that. He's prepared these men, and so he's letting Paul know that maybe one or the other, but whoever Paul sends, Titus, is to receive them, because that is God's choice. So I believe here that the Holy Spirit gave these words to Paul to write for a reason. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13, we see the importance of his ministry there. For there he says, I had no rest in my spirit, because I found not Titus, my brother. But taking leave of them, I went down from thence into Macedonia. Now, these things got hard for Paul the Apostle. And he wanted Titus. Now, he just said two great men that he's going to send there, one of those two, relieve Titus, that Titus might come to him. So, those were good men being sent out. But Paul believes that Titus is the man that God wants to come to minister to whatever the need is there. It was important to the ministry. It's not that he's choosing favorites. It's important to the ministry. The Apostle Paul needed God's help by sending a man of God. And Paul got to know and love Titus and knew that God gifted him to help him now in the need that he had as he's still in ministry. Now, God was laying the things about Titus on Paul's heart, for he knew he was the man God had prepared and gifted for the ministry that he's about to undertake. And this would help Paul with what Paul needed. Now, with that instruction that is given here, I mean, this epistle, this God-breathed epistle seems so personal. And I like that because You follow the Word of God and you learn to live by the Word of God. The personal relationships, God can show you, use this one, don't use this one. Not that the other one can't be used, the other one may be fitted better for something else. And so you let them do that. Now, I'm recording this in a radio station, and our radio station manager, Dr. Hopper, is here. But now I might say, well, you know, I think I'll just run the radio station. And Dr. Hopper would need a doctor. He'd need a heart doctor because he knows how things would be messed up. He's had to straighten out enough of my messes on my personal computer, let alone on a radio station. So, no, he would be against that and probably stand in the way, and rightly so, and not allow it to happen. But, you know, I know he has the ability. I know God gave him that ability. So I'm going to choose him over some student that says, well, I've been to college. I know a little bit about this. Or some kid, a high school, I've taken some of these subjects. I know how to do it. Great, I'm glad you know how to do it. But I know the man of God that's here, and I'd rather him do it. And no, he wants to take you under his wing and teach you some more stuff that you need to know. That's great, but that's the only way. It's great. All right. And so, yeah, sometimes you have to act in these things by what God gave you. And we're just having it demonstrated here that what God gave Paul, he knew that the ones to relieve Titus were needed, and he sent that one, and yet he knew he needed Titus to do another ministry that he could do. And so he gives these instructions, but understand, being God-breathed, these instructions are actually coming from God. As he's writing, as the Holy Spirit has laid this on his heart. So we go to, as we look there in verse 12, and these things that he has said, he says, when I shall send Artemas to thee, or Tychicus, be diligent to come unto me. Okay, now, Titus is getting assurance. There's going to be a good man coming. But then he's getting direction. So after getting the assurance that there's a good man coming, he says, okay, now you come to me to Nicopolis. I have determined to winter there. So all of a sudden, things are going to change for Titus, but he's had a great ministry. And now those things are going to change. But you see, the ministry is not about me. It's not about Titus. It's about the Lord. And it's about his word. And it's reaching people. And now you've seen a pastor leave a church and go to a mission field, or you've seen a pastor go to another thing. Maybe God called him to do these other things. Don't get down on it. Praise God that he may lead somebody out and bring someone else in that is the one that God would have at this point in time to have there. Maybe 10 years ago, they weren't the person. But now, today, they may be. So, you'll notice that the rest of the verse, he says, be diligent to come to me to Nicopolis, for I've determined to winter there. Again, this personal thing is really trying to drive it home and make it very important and sit in the matter of what God meant. When he says, be diligent. Now, don't be lackadaisical about it. Don't take your time on it. Be diligent. Do everything. Prepare well. Come here to winter. This is where I'm going to winter. Well, Titus better bring some warm clothes with him, should he not, you know, to get ready. So he knows where he's going to be, and he knows he's going to be helping the Apostle Paul. And, boy, what a blessing that would be. And so they're going to send one of those two men to take Titus's place, and when he does, he's going to get out of there and go straight to Paul. Now, the church, God is still concerned about the church that has been planted there, that Titus has head up. So, sending for Titus to come keeps those people from having all their faith in Titus instead of in the Lord. I sometimes cringe when people say, well, you know, I felt like I was going to do this, but I need to talk to my pastor and find out what he says, what he thinks. What I think may be wrong, and what I think may not be according to the will God has for you. You see, your relationship doesn't need to depend on me for the counsel. I can give you scriptures, I can give you things like that, but really, your relationship has to be with the Lord, and you can get his call, his counsel. And if I know that is God's call on you and counsel, and we talk together, then I wouldn't try to encourage you. Go after it. Give it your all. Stick with it. Don't give up. So, he is going to go because he knows it is God's will. Paul is aging. He needs a Titus. Aging, but God is not quite through with him yet. But he does need this assistant. His body can't do it like it once did. His body and physical abilities need help. It needs the help, though, of a godly man to carry on the work. Now, he can hardly carry one thing to the next, okay? But that teaches us to be sure that we have God's man for the position who has already served and proven they won't turn to the world. When a teacher, a preacher, or some leader leaves, or they die, replace good people with people of God. In our church, we have deacons, and when we vote a new deacon in the board, we have him put his hand on the Bible and promise with his hand on the Bible before God that he will not go with the way of the world. Anybody tries to change the standards, try to change the Bible or anything like that, he will not go that way. He'll stay true to what we are. And he will resign and leave before he would do that. So we ask to put their hand in the Bible and do that. And you say, preacher, should you do that? Yes. Yes. God sees the heart, but I don't. There's some very likable, nice people that are the wrong people. It's got to be God's man, and they've got to be willing to stand and not think, well, it's not so bad if I tell a lie now. Okay? So we want them to say that you're going to have those biblical standards and not a personality standard. Make sure that those people are proven people. People who've done the work. It might be an assistant pastor. Might be somebody that's from the past, that they've stood, and you know by speaking to God, talking to God about it, and talking to that person, maybe that is the person. But get the leading of God and know that they will stay true to the doctrine and to the will of God. Now, there may be some of you that are looking for a pastor in your church or something else, and that is really the way to go. Is what does God say?
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
Stands on the hills, they tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation for the